听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, everyone. You are lucky because you are learning English here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us. We are learning that if you want to go camping, there are plenty of ways you can do it in style. The opposite of saying camping in style is roughing it. Roughing it means giving up some comforts of home. Those of us who don't want to rough it,can always go glamping. Today we'll look at a few glamorous camping experiences that can be yours for a very high price. Let's look now at some key words. The first is the idiom upward of, as in Tim's car repairs will cost him upward of $3,000. Next is the noun wilderness.The wilderness area inside the national park is attractive to many tourists. Okay, let's see what the Koyukot Wilderness Resort offers on page 27. Please follow along in your magazines.
Camping in style. Want to experience glamping for yourself?Here are a few of the most luxurious glamping experiences in the world. But you may need to save up some money first. Any one of these unforgettable experiences will cost you upward of $5,000. Koyukot Wilderness Resort. This unique spot on Vancouver Island, Canada, advertises both its extreme luxury and its eco-friendly design.Each of the resort's 20 tents includes not only antique furniture and fine china, but also composting toilets and hydroelectric power. Though it may be tempting to spend all day enjoying the luxury of your tent, it would be foolish not to make the most of the wilderness activities.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther, and we're so glad you've joined us for our second day of our Camping in Style adventure article. Now, we're talking about glamping, and glamping is glamorous camping. Yesterday, Chip, we talked a little bit about the history of glamping. Can you tell us a little?
Well, it sounds like glamping has been around for several years, and recently, in this century, it's become even more luxurious, where the food is becoming the highest quality food, and the beds are extremely comfortable beds, very luxurious camping environments.
So today we'll be talking about luxurious places around the world where you can go glamping. So, want to experience glamping for yourself? Our text asks. Well, we're going to tell you a few of the most luxurious glamping experiences and places in the world where you can go. But we have to warn you of something. And what's that, Chip?
Well, it sounds like if someone wants to go glamping, they're going to need to save some money first. And any one of these glamping experiences, our article calls them unforgettable glamping experiences, will cost you upward of $5,000.
$5,000, and that doesn't include airfare most likely, but our text uses this phrase, will cost you upward of $5,000. Now here, upward of means that it will cost probably even more. The definition is more than a number or amount. So the bottom it will cost is probably 5,000 U.S. It may even cost 6, 7, even 10,000 U.S.
Okay, so our article says upward of $5,000. And often you'll hear people use this phrase and they say upwards of. They put an S on the end of upward, and that's fine too. You can do that. And usually you use this phrase when you want to emphasize the high price of something. So it's upwards of $5,000. So it's pretty expensive. And the first place we're going to look at is where, Esther?
Well, it's a place on Vancouver Island, and this is in Canada, on the very west coast of Canada. Vancouver Island is a beautiful island, and it's a place called Clayquot Resort. Clayquot, this is a native Canadian name, and it's a resort. It's a place where you can go and rest and relax and spend time in luxury.
Okay, Clayquot or Clayquot. Wilderness resort, and that word wilderness is an important word for you to know if you're going to go camping or if you're going to go glamping, because the wilderness is the area where people do not live. So it's away from civilization, which is where you want to be when you go camping. You want to be in the wilderness where things are wild and uncivilized.
And what do its owner advertise? Well, they advertise that it gives you, or you can live in extreme luxury. So very, very comfortable. But this place also has an eco-friendly design. And eco-friendly means it's friendly towards the environment. It won't do bad things to harm the environment. So you can live there, and the toilets that you use and other things you use are actually good for the environment.
And it sounds like each of the resort's 20 tents includes not only antique furniture and fine china, as we talked about yesterday, but also composting toilets and hydroelectric power. Now, hydroelectric power is electricity that comes from the movement of water. So the movement of water produces that power. And composting toilets is one of our more information words. Composting means what, Esther?
So what are composting toilets? Well, they use human waste, and they will reuse it, and they will kind of recycle it so that it can be used to help soil become more fertile or become more rich. So it won't just have this waste and put it out in nature, but it's actually good for the environment. So though it may be tempting, though you may want to spend all day enjoying the luxury of your tent, it would be foolish not to make the most of the wilderness activities. Now we're going to take a break, and after the break, we'll learn what these wilderness activities are.
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. We're talking about camping in style. We're discovering a wilderness resort in Canada offers glamping or camping in high style, but with an eco-friendly design. So you can go on a luxurious vacation in the woods, enjoying all the comforts of home, but still feel good about knowing your stay in nature didn't harm the environment. Our last two key words for the day are wildlife, as in Greg thought the best part of his safari in Africa was all of the unique wildlife, and the verb stock. That is the best stocked school library I've seen. They have books on every subject imaginable. Okay, getting back to the reading, we are just about to turn the page. We're still on page 27 in the lower right-hand corner. Please follow as we resume on line 13.
Camping in style. Clayquot offers guided whale watching and bear watching tours, as well as fishing and hiking. Abercrombie and Kent. Widely known as one of the world's best luxury travel companies, Abercrombie and Kent offers personalized trips everywhere from Africa to Antarctica. on a tented safari in Africa, you can spend the day observing the wildlife of the Kenyan plains. Afterward, return to your fully stocked tent, complete with a large, comfortable bed and a flushing toilet. Need anything else? Just call your personal butler.
Welcome back. So what are some of these excellent outdoor activities that Clakwet Wilderness Resort offers? Well, our article says that it offers guided whale watching and bear watching tours. So you can go out in a boat and watch the whales, or you can, I guess, go out in the forest wilderness and watch the bears, as well as fishing and hiking.
So there are lots of outdoors activities you can do at the Clakwet Wilderness Resort on Vancouver Island. Now we're going to change and move to a different part of the world, but first we have to introduce to you a very famous travel agent. And what's that, Chip?
Well, this travel glamping organization is called Abercrombie and Kent. And it's widely known as one of the world's best luxury travel companies. And it sounds like Abercrombie & Kent offers personalized trips, so trips that are specific to what you want, everywhere from Africa to Antarctica, so all over the world.
So, Chip, you're saying that if I have a lot of money and I want to do something very exotic, I want to go glamping and luxury, then I can just call this company and maybe they can help me arrange a personalized tour anywhere around the world I want. Is that correct?
It sounds like that's what this company does. And it says that it will take you on a tented safari. Now, a tented safari means that you'll be staying in a tent, and you'll be on safari. That means you'll be traveling around, if you go to Africa, you'll be traveling around the African plains where there's lots of wild animals to see.
Well, it sounds like going on a tented safari trip would be a lot of fun. And in Africa, you can spend all day observing the wildlife of the Kenyan plains. Now, yesterday, or earlier today, we talked about this word wildlife. It includes plants and animals and things out in nature. So maybe you'll see lions and deer and just other animals that you won't see other places on Kenyan plains.
That's right. You can go to a farm or even a pet store and see animals, but you don't see wildlife. You don't see wild animals living in their natural environment very often. But I think it would be very cool. And actually, Esther, is that something that you would like to do someday, is go on an African safari to see the African wildlife?
I would love to do that. It sounds very exotic, and I just want to see animals run around and not just at the zoo or in cages. So if you do go to Africa or you do join one of these tours, you can watch wildlife as they are on the Kenyan plains or other plains in Africa. And after that, you will return to your fully stocked tent. Now, we use this word stock to describe tent. Chip, can you help us explain what this word stocked mean? Does it have to do with the stock market?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with the stock market. But here we're using the verb to stock something. So if you stock your shelves with something, that means that you keep a supply of something that you can use in the future. So often, almost always, a grocery store will stock their shelves with a lot of food, right? So you have food stocked away that people can buy in the future.
So if we are staying at a fully stocked tent, it means that there are food and all the comforts you need so that you feel like you are very comfortable. And here you can also sleep on a comfortable bed and even use a toilet that flushes. A flushing toilet is a toilet where water will run through it.
And it's not very common to go camping out in the wilderness and have running water or have a flushing toilet, a toilet that you can actually flush. That's pretty unusual.
It sure is. Well, if you need anything else, you can just call your personal butler. Now, butler is usually a man, but it's someone who helps you with your personal needs, usually at home or in living. Now, let's take a look at the special trip and find out more.
Africa's Kenya, one of the last natural wonders on Earth that has survived the ravages of man, civilization, and time. A place of magic where the balance of nature has evolved over millions of years. The open savannas and woodlands create an ecosystem which support a vast number of bird and mammal species. We traveled to Olenana, a permanent tented camp and one of Abercrombie and Kent's exclusive properties. Here, we were enraptured by the extraordinary world of Kenya. Accommodations are completely private, and butlers are at your ready to offer a civilized and luxurious experience in the wild. The Maasai village, within walking distance from Olenana, is an illuminating and enriching endeavor. Pius, none other than Prince Charles's requested guide, will interpret and educate guests to the daily life of the Maasai. The reward for a day of learning and understanding the language of the animals may just be a perfect sundowner. Cocktails with new friends and a fire to pick up where the sun left off warms you until the night sky reveals stars so bright they drip like diamonds descending through an hourglass until they kiss the earth.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Doris. Today we continue to look at the article, Camping in Style. Ken, what should we talk about today?
Doris, let's talk about a very simple word. A sentence in our lesson reads, afterward, return to your fully stocked tent. Are we supposed to say afterward or afterwards with an S? I've heard people say both.
Well, that's a good question, Ken. They're both acceptable and are standard in American English. The British tend to use afterwards with an S, whereas Americans mostly say afterward.
So I can say either afterward we went home or afterwards we went home?
Well, that's right. And the same goes for toward or towards, forward or forwards, backward or backwards.
Got it. Afterward 就是后来之后的意思，这是一个副词，你也可以在字尾加上一个 s, afterwards 也是同样的意思，唯一的差别在于 afterward 是美式的用法，加上了 s, afterwards 是英式的用法。那类似的单字还有 toward 跟 towards, forward 跟 forwards, backward 跟 backwards。
Speaking of afterward, we also need to be aware that there's two different afterward with different spellings.
There are?
Yes. The afterward in our lesson is spelled A-F-T-E-R-W-A-R-D. But there's another word that's spelled A-F-T-E-R-W-O-R-D.
Oh, what does that mean?
And afterward, spelled with an O, refers to a short conclusion to a book or novel. And the same with forward. If you spell it with an O, you're referring to the introductory note at the beginning of a book.
Interesting. 一本书的序前言叫做 forward. 注意这个字的拼法 F-O-R-E-W-O-R-D 跟向前走的 forward 不同。那一本书的后记呢叫做 afterward， 注意这个字的拼法里头是用 o， 跟后来的 afterward 也不一样。
Well, let's go forward now to Michelle and see what she has for us today.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 upward of 这个成语。Upward of 是指超过或多于某个数字或程度以上，也可以用复数的 upwards of。例如 ,the tuition for this private school costs upward of $40,000 per year。这所私立学校一年的学费超过$40,000，或者是 upwards of 20,000 music fans came to this concert， 超过20,000名歌迷来参加这场演唱会。接下来我们看的是 wildlife 这个名词。Wildlife 是指野生动植物或者是野生的生物，它是一个不可数的名词。例如 ,the director shot a documentary on wildlife in the Amazon。这位导演拍了一部有关亚马逊河的野生生物的纪录片，或者是 This national park is a wildlife sanctuary， 这个国家公园是野生动植物的保护区，或者是 Wildlife groups gathered to protest the building of a railroad in a protected area， 野生动植物的保育团体聚集抗议在保育区域内盖铁路。最后我们看的是 stock 这个动词。Stock 是指储存或者是提供，如果是储存某种物品是用 with 这个歇息词。例如 Our school library is fully stocked with all sorts of books， 我们学校的图书馆有各式各样的丰富藏书。或者是 This supermarket stocks many kinds of foreign cheese on its shelves， 这家超市架上提供有许多种类的外国进口的乳酪。Stock 也可以当名词，意思就是存货。例如 ,These boots are out of stock right now. 这双靴子目前缺货。And I guess that's all the time we have for today. Goodbye and take care.
Camping in style. Want to experience glamping for yourself?Here are a few of the most luxurious glamping experiences in the world. But you may need to save up some money first. Any one of these unforgettable experiences will cost you upward of $5,000. Clayoquot Wilderness Resort. This unique spot on Vancouver Island, Canada, advertises both its extreme luxury and its eco-friendly design.Each of the resort's 20 tents includes not only antique furniture and fine china, but also composting toilets and hydroelectric power. Though it may be tempting to spend all day enjoying the luxury of your tent, it would be foolish not to make the most of the wilderness activities. Clayoquot offers guided whale watching and bear watching tours, as well as fishing and hiking.Abercrombie in Kent. Widely known as one of the world's best luxury travel companies, Abercrombie in Kent offers personalized trips everywhere from Africa to Antarctica. On a tented safari in Africa, you can spend the day observing the wildlife of the Kenyan plains. Afterward, return to your fully stocked tent, complete with a large, comfortable bed.And a flushing toilet. Need anything else? Just call your personal butler.
If you want to take a trip into the wild, friends, you don't have to rough it or do without any of the comforts of home. You can, if you have the money, do it in style. And that is called glamping.Well, that wraps up our camping feature. Again, if you have never been camping, I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. Tomorrow, we visit our How Stuff Works feature. We'll look at something that is very painful, and it's caused by something that's 150 million kilometers away. Join us tomorrow, and learn about sunburn. Right now, we have to say goodbye. So, friends, thanks again for joining us. I hope you have a great day.